This week, I celebrated my son's bris. And I wonder if Chaim Shaul Kaufman was there, Sandak, and he came to the Suda and he shared over a vault. I always remember Reb Chaim Zatzal fondly as my Magid Shir, and he would always tell us the famous words of the Gemara, which come from the Tanakh, that when you say over a vault, b'shem a tzaddik, b'shem a talmid chacham, b'shmoy, then his lips will move whilst bekever. And the truth is that for derech melitza, we davening shmona esra, we say u'mekayimim u'nosoi l'sheinei ofar, which Pashtus is not talking about chias amesim. There's the other aspect. It's an aspect of u'mekayimim u'nosoi l'sheinei ofar. I would explain that this refers to this idea. The Chazal tell us tzaddikim b'misoson kruin chayim, in the sense that even when they are bekever, when Divrei Torah said over b'shmom, then svason, their lips are moving, and that is the mekayimim u'nosoi l'sheinei ofar. So what did Reb Chaim share over? He showed over a vault from last week's parasha. Last week's parasha, the pasuk says, as Moshe Rabbeinu is going through the Teichocha, he describes what Klal Yisrael, the trials and tribulations Klal Yisrael have been through, the Midbar. And he says, from the beginning, Vasha Osa Lechel Paroi, what the Rebbe Shem did Lechel Paroi, Asha Heitzif Es Meyam Suf Al Paneim Barod From Achareim, how the Rebbe Shem drowned them with the Yam Suf. Vayadim Hashem Ad Hayoim Hazeh. Hashem destroyed them until this very day. So he brought the cash of the Ramban. Ramban asks, what does this mean? Vayabdim Hashem Ad Hayoim Hazeh Veshetzach. If they're drowned, they come back alive. Obviously they're destroyed until this very day. So he friend the Ramban. So he said, we find in the Pizmoin by Hanukkah, we say, Chel Paroi V'chol Zara Yorduk Evan B'Mitzudah. What does this mean? Chel Paroi V'chol Zara. I mean, Veshetzach, Chel Paroi, then there's no one else left. What does it mean? All the children, if they were part of Chel Paroi, they were there. If they weren't, then they weren't there. So he said, Asher, one would say it's poetic license. But he brings B'Shem the Ramban, and the Ramban says, Amir Dikachidish, that when the Mitzrayim, the last, the defiance, the most had that, as the ones who just couldn't give in, went chasing after Klal Yisrael, and the Yamsu split and drowned them, because of their tremendous achzarius, the Rabbeinu Shloilom wiped out that there would not be any further generation left from specifically these Egyptians who chased after Klal Yisrael. Meaning that all their children and Mishpacha was wiped out in Mitzrayim as well. So Reb Chaim said over, if already Midah Peronis, this is the punishment for someone who's so defiant, Midah Toivah Merubah, that if a person is Mesa Nefesh in Torah, in mitzvahs, in whatever way possible. But Fred, I think when I come here, Bein Hazmanim, when I see the diehards, those who are here, there's no such word, Bein Hazmanim. It's the same thing. Midah Toivah Merubah, Alach Eskamu V'chamu, the Zuchus of learning and Mekayim mitzvahs is Avado and Avado Mekayim Ad Le'elef Toivah. Me'inyan Le'inyan Bo'i Se'inyan. We know that when Moshe Rabbeinu, his first appearance, revelation, was with a snare. The Pasuk describes Rabbeinu Shloilom's to and fro with Moshe Rabbeinu. And the Pasuk says, the Rabbeinu says, B'tzeiach ha'om mitzrayim tavim selekim b'har ha'zeh. And then the Pasuk says, V'nosati eschino om ha'zeh b'nei mitzrayim. And what should they do? V'shala isha mishchenta u'migar ha'speisa. That's the first time it's mentioned this idea that Klal Yisrael should not just leave Mitzrayim, but leave Mitzrayim with Agresa, a lot of money, a lot of gold, and a lot of silver. The pasuk continues and says, "Daben no ba'oznei ha'om, v'yishalu ish me'isrei ehu." This pasuk is referring to when at the Shas, when Moshe Rabbeinu was standing before Paro, the Baruch Hashem came to him and said, stay here, I've got to give one more makor echad, obi al Paro v'al Beisai. And there in that moment, Da'ben no ba'osne o'om, please speak to the people, v'yish'alu ish me'yisra'eu, k'yizet k'yikasa k'yizomus mus. And the Pasuk says, what happened? V'yitin Hashem eschein o'om azeh b'nei Mitzrayim, the Baruch Hashem found them teva. And with a grand finale, the Torah tells us, finally, Uvnei Yisrael also could ban Moshe. You should know the Yidden did exactly as Moshe had told them to do, and they took the gold and silver. Is the truth is, Rashi looks at this word of the Pasuk, Daben No, and says, it's quite an interesting term. Please speak. I mean, if I told all of you, including myself, that by the way, outside there, at this very point in time, there's someone who's giving away checks of whatever amount you want to fill in, I can guarantee that none of us would still be standing here or sitting here. So, what's the Daben No? Please speak. I mean, it's easy. It's easy as I have to do. It's a beautiful Gemara, which Rashi quotes. A Gemara in Barachas, the Gemara in Barachas says, Daben No ba'os ne'ahom. Omri de be'er Rabbianai. Rabbianai said, Ein no el eloshem bakoshi. You should know the term no, please. Is a term of bakosha request. Omnei akadish baruch lemeisha. The Rebbeinu said to Moshe, "Bakosha mincha, I request of you, leich ve'emo lehem the Israel, go and tell Klal Israel, bakosha mikem, I beg of you, sha'alu me'mitzrayim klei kesef uklei zahav, borrow from the Egyptians vessels of silver, vessels of gold." Why? Says the Gemara, "Shelo yoymar esi tzaddik." That the tzaddik, Rashi says, Avraham Avinu should not say, "Va'avod Avinu oisom kiyem behem." That which the Baruch Hashem said, "Bevris ben abasorim t'Avraham Avinu b'chaloyim." That va'avod yotoy ateida ki geiri ezarach obertzem. The Klal Yisrael are going to go. Your children are going to go b'shivim Mitzrayim. That was easy. That the Baruch Hashem was mafteach and he kept. V'ha'achu kein yitzu v'chush gozoil. But the fact that the Baruch Hashem said afterwards, you should know. Don't worry. Your children will go out with a tremendous chush. Loi kiyem behem, maftiach vein amakayim, he promised doesn't keep. Omru loi, and the Gemara says, Omru loi, ulevai sheneitze batzminu. The Gemara explains, what does it mean? So why still do you need to make a special request? Says the Gemara, because of a moshel. Imagine there was a prisoner, says the Gemara, who's chovash b'meis asurim, and people tell him that you should know, tomorrow, you're getting your release papers. And nishno dos. We're going to also be giving you a tremendous amount of money. So what is the prisoner response, says the Gemara? The Gemara is the prisoner response, simple. Take me out today, keep your money for yourself. Mameila Klal Yisrael, they're in Mitzrayim. Tell us to take gold and silver. We don't need a gold and silver when you've been b'shibud. For the tremendous level of shibud, it's like us that we're sitting here, that shibud of Mitzrayim, they want to go out as soon as possible. We're not interested in the money. And maybe the Rebbeinu Shem said, Daben no, in order to be Makayim, Va'achri chen yitzu v'chush gadol. So Be'emma says, this whole parasha, this whole inyan, there are a lot of different problems that we find. Firstly, this theme, Va'achri chen yitzu v'chush gadol. I mean, let lo medar trecht. The Rebbeinu Shem promises to Avraham Avinu. You should not, listen, when they send your children down to Mitzrayim, kids will be murdered, there will be tremendous sorrows, and you'll be beaten. But you know what? I'm going to give you a rechush gadol. Who are we talking to? We're not talking to Elon Musk today, or Donald Trump, are we, who care about money? We're talking about Avraham Avinu. Who cares about a rechush gadol? It's a tava gashmi and gansel, it's a material pleasure. The more money you have, the more powerful you feel. That's not the intention of what Klal Yisrael was set up to be. So Bichlal, what was this whole idea of Rechush? In fact, Be'etzev, if you think about it, the whole idea of the going out of Mitzrayim was Metzirkas Ob Mitzrayim Kavn Sekim Parasev, that we are Hashem Ochavon, we call our Amim. We're the Am HaNivcha. There couldn't have been a greater Rechush than the very fact that Avraham Avinu, his children, great-grandchildren, are going to be the Am HaNivcha. No. 1 second. Klei kesef, klei zahav u'smolis. Just the pshat. In fact, we know from last week's parasha. What does the Torah tell us about gelt and silver? V'kesef v'zahav yirbiyun. And it will never be enough. And what will happen? V'rom v'bovecha v'shachachto. Money has never been known to be the, shall we say, the greatest encouragement for service and avodat Hashem. So, what's this idea that the Rebbeinu needs to promise in Rukosh Gadol? Nochakash. Avram Avinu, the Mishnah in Ovis, tells us. Asorin is Yonis, Nisnas Avram Avinu. What about the Kulam? Ten is Yonis. Most difficult of all, Akedah Saint Zog. Let me ask you a question. What, you worried? Oh, you say Tzadik? He's going to come with a taina to the Rebbeinu Shleilom? You know? You slave them, you make them work for so many years, you put them in God's book. But he's going to have a taina. You never set them out with a tremendous rukush. We're talking about Avraham Avinu here. Avraham Avinu never complained. Avraham Avinu never questioned the Rebbeinu Shleilom. No chakasha. We find, the Medrash tells us, when Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim, 7 days, Tzurim chased after them. After the Yamsuf, Chazal tell us, Vayasa Esha'om, which Rabbeinu had to get the people moving after 3 days. What were they doing for 3 days? Bizas Hayom, the spoils of the sea. It's a pen answer. You're worried about Achichin Yitzhak Rechush Godel State Chabizas Hayom, the spoils of the sea, which made greater than that what they took out from Mitzrayim. That wasn't enough. Now I know, the Rechaim HaKadosh, Rechaim HaKadosh says, Avot, he says, Hogufa, that by the fact that the Yidden had taken already, originally, part of the gold and silver that were in the treasury storehouses, that meant, what did they have to do? They had to chase after the Yidden in order to get it back. So, in fact, we called to Befari B'chol Chena, the old Mitzrayim Kani Hashem, that was part of the whole idea. Oh, but let's look at the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Beautiful Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, B'nai Mitzrayim, the people of Mitzrayim, Pamachas, Lodinim Yisrael, to judge, to debate with Klal Yisrael. Before, if now, Alexander Smith. What was their time? Oh, no, they said to him as follows. Harry, it says in the Pasuk, V'Hashem Nosan Eschein Om B'nai Mitzrayim V'Yashino. Klal Yisrael, the Mitzrayim, the Egyptians, gave them tremendous graciousness within the eyes of the Mitzrayim, and the Egyptians lent to Klal Yisrael what they wanted to borrow. So they had a very simple request. Guys, you borrow something, what do we do most times? We pay it back. It says the Gemara that they asked, Tnu Lonu, give us Kesav V'Zov Shenitalten, give us the silver and gold that you took. Amar Gevir ben Pesisa. There was a man called Gevir ben Pesisa. He said to the Chachamim, Lechachamim, what did he say to them? Tznuni Rishus, give me permission. Ve'ilach ve'odhan imoyen, I will go and I will represent and give an answer on your behalf. Imyanatzchuni. He said, I'll tell you, it's a very simple Chachamim what I'm telling you, this advice that I should know. Why? Because if I win, if they win me, says the Gemara, then they'll just say, it doesn't matter, hedya chabonu nitzachtem. They'll say, if I win, it was only a hedya, I'm not anyone important, so it doesn't matter. If the fact that I don't have an answer. But if I win, then says the Gemara, then they'll have to say, teras meisha rabbeinu nitzachtem. It's a valid only the Torah that would be able to bring such an answer. The Gemara says they gave him permission. He went, debated. So what happened? Omar Lahan, he said to the rabbi side, we're here in court today. Where you bring your proof from for your whole quest in requesting this money? Omar Lahan, he said to them, Omar Lahan, in a Torah. What do you mean? Well, bring a proof from the Torah, your own Torah. Omar Lahan, okay, you're going to bring a proof from the Torah, I bring a proof from the Torah, who's ever stronger than me, right? Okay, says the Gemara, Shenema. So what's the title? Moshe b'nei Yisrael, she'yoshu mitzayim shlishim son of Abba me'e shonach. Tanu lonu sechar avayda shoshishim ribay sheshibadten b'mitzayim. It says in the Pasuk, the Klal Yisrael were mitzayim for 430 years. Well, pay up. You never paid us wages. Employment. It's time to pay up. What do you expect? Now, let me tell you something. The Gemara then says, Amalehen Alexander smoking. The Gemara says Alexander told them, okay, what do you say? He said, listen, we don't. Give us 3 days, please. Fine, 3 days, they try, they search, no answer. The Gemara says, what did they do? They left their fields sown, they left their vineyards open, already planted, and they ran off. Why, obviously? Because the money and silver that they took out from the sham wouldn't cover the debt. They would go bankrupt. What would they do? So simple, what do you do when you go bankrupt? Do a runoff. Then, what's left? Their fields. Says the Gemara, voice of Shalma Shashvias, so. That year was Shashvias, so it was absolutely perfect, because that way, Kali Shalma have where to take photo. What do we see from the Gemara? What is the reason why they take and don't return the gold and silver? Because of employment, wages. L'chaira, if that's the truth, what's this whole idea of if Gladys are entitled to it, like, you know what, I'm going to give you an added bonus here. Hey, I'll give you a chashgol. By the way, I've been paying national insurance for the last 430 years. Well, for states coming out of the pension. Of course, so what's the achir, what's the chiddush of rechush kol? Be'emes, from this Gemara, we also need to understand that what is this whole idea of borrowing from Mitzrayim cause? It causes havoc. This blame Mitzrayim, I'm going to come back with tainas. It's not yours, you don't deserve it, da-da-da-da. What could the Ubeishim? The Ubeishim is Hashem borrowed Hashem everything the Ubeishim created. The Ubeishim just said, like Be'etzim is Murumas in the Pasuk, Hashem Nosnes Kainot. What happens when we all leave our best friends? We make a Suda, we give them gifts, we send them off, and we wish them the Chayim the Shalom. Simple. So, all the Ubeishim needs to do is put in the eyes and the hearts of the Egyptians that you know, I want to give the Yid who I've learned, who I've been with for so many years, I want to give them some gifts. Simple. Give them lots of gifts. And they'll walk out of Mitzrayim. Then there won't be this whole holy chyeleich of you beginning to give it back to us, because they would have given it to them, but Matano. Then when Ezra asks, he says, it doesn't make sense to say that what? The Klal Yisrael or Amoim? And they say, you know what, hey, we've got this new shtick that we found, new legal loophole. We're going for holiday for 3 days. Can I please borrow your car and then finally find yourself in Europe or somewhere else abroad and the car never ever comes back? You know, same story here. We're going to borrow some click accessories of, you know, those priceless items. 3 days later, they're still on their journey. And the Mitzrayim are like, hello. And they go chasing after them. I mean, what's this holy chuchavit lulit? It's a ramos. Chas Chalil says, Ibn Ezra, to say, for those who taina, that it's a ramos, how can they take it in such a way? Navos, Hashem nos, and Hashem nokach, Yishem Hashem v'vayrach. The Rishim created the world. Hashem gave them the money. Hashem's entitled to go along and take it from them. In fact, the Rashbam says, Sha'al is not a term of borrowing. It's a term of matana. Sha'al mimeni, ve'et l'goyim nachmosecho. So he says that be'etzim is a term of a matana, from the Lashon ve'etno. And there's one final question I'd like to ask you. There are chayshach in Mitzrayim. The Medrash says, why have we doing chayshach? Everyone else froze. All the Mitzrayim froze. And the Yidden play off. Actually, what did they do? The Mitzrayim said they should go into the homes of the Egyptians, check out all their safes, check out everything. You know exactly where all the gold and silver is. So that way, when you come to do and borrow from the Mitzrayim, you know, you can tell them, oh, I don't have this. Oh, yes, you do. It's in that place. And the Mitzrayim, he's quite an honest person. So I can lend him. Oh, come on. If you want them to take the gold and silver, they're there. Take the gold and silver. What, you think the Yidden were scared of the Mitzrayim? Oh, they were. They took their Avodah Zorah and shechted it, because that was the lamb. The sheep of Mitzrayim was their Avodah Zorah, and they did it for Korban Pesach. What, you think Klal Yisrael are afraid? They're not afraid of anything. Or hardened survivors. So, what is this? I want to share over a beautiful thought that I saw. That Meshemer Harav Kook Zatzal. It's a very interesting idea. The Shlomo HaMelech says, Reish Vo'ishalti to me, Hachifeli Lechem Chuki. Both being impoverished, poverty, or being rich, don't give me, says Moshe Ma'amalach. Just give me what I need. They say over Psalm Shvadrat says, and Sal says, he says, no Kedil younger man left yeshiva, left Kedil because he never had bread on his table today. No, he left yeshiva because he's worried about the bread on his table for tomorrow. Hachaveni Nechel Chuki is a simple option. So what is this whole idea of Rechosh? No matter what we know as individuals, too much money is not a healthy thing, as the Torah tells us. So he says and explains that Be'etzem, we know, at this moment, the Klal Yisrael, they were turning into a new people. From Avodim to Bnei Chayrin. From an individuals into an Am HaNevcha. An Ummah needs money. A Medina needs money. That was his line. But this idea, he explains, is that when you present yourself as a nation of people, what is the one thing? Well, all of those of you who know what goes on in the protests outside there in the world, the latest one in New York City was the Jews run the banks, the Jews are in the White House, the Jews are everywhere, 20% of the world's wealth belongs to Jews. Oh, by the way, facts which are probably true and are true. Oh, age-old argument. It's clearly we have some crooked plan and wicked way of trying to twist the nations of the world to bend to us. This has always been the case. But the reality is, what does it show to you? From their time to themselves, we see that what is it that the goyim appreciate and see a chashivas of a nation? When a nation is rich. When you have a tremendous economy, when you compile in and show tremendous, stand up for yourselves in a way that is, people look, and they stop, they're entranced. It says, Klal Yisrael will go from Avodim. An Eved, what is an Eved? An Eved is someone. He has very little self-worth, shall we say. Right? He's been worked, he's had a master. How do you take an Eved to a Bnei Chayrin? So he says that in order for Klal Yisrael to understand and be makir their midas and their chashivas and to appreciate what it's going to be Am HaNivcha, they need to be a nation which feel like equals to the rest of society. He says over, they say over, that when they came to Rav Menachem Zemba, Hashem Yonachem Domov, just prior to the Warsaw Uprising, 1942, for Pesach. They asked him, the Tekka asked him, what do you hold? We want to go, we want to stand up, we want to fight the Nazis. And Menachem Zemba, famous, documented, said to them, absolutely, go ahead, fight. But he said to them, I know, let me tell you something. You're going to survive? No chance. The Nazis are going to wipe you out? Absolutely. They're not going to let you go. But what is important about this mission? That the Nazis' intention was that Jews were vermin. We are worse and less than animals. By us standing up and fighting, we prove that we are equal and more equal than you. As Alai Churchill said, all men are equal, some more equal than others. Said Rav Menachem Zemba, if you let them take away your money, your children, it's one thing. But let them take away the honor of what it means to be a Yehud, to be a Yid, to have a Neshama Lekai, that they have no right to. By you standing up and fighting, that will show that power that we hold stand and we hold true of being Am HaNivcha. And they did, and we know what the result was. This is the same thing when Klal Yisrael went out Mitzrayim. The Yishalu Mitzrayim, they asked to borrow from the Egyptians. The idea of borrowing was to show that I can come to my neighbor. Can you imagine? I was living next door. I don't know, some tremendously rich person, or maybe I lived a mile away from him. And I came knocking on his gate. I said, you know, I can see that Lamborghini inside your front door. Do you mind? Can I borrow it? And he says, and who are you? Oh, my name's... I don't know who you are. I have no idea who your friends or your family are. I don't know what job you do. I don't know what you work as. You're not in my circle. Bye-bye. In order to ask such a question, you've got to feel like an equal. You've got to feel like a person who Adam Hoshav. So they go to the Mitzrayim, says the Pasuk, V'yish'alu Mitzrayim. That will give them the chashivas of feeling like equals, which will bring them to that level of understanding and appreciating. Because if you don't have your own self-worth, you cannot be a role model for others. To be a light unto the nations is not possible. So therefore, Itaka wasn't for the individual be aside. It was really for the Am Hanif as a country, as a new Umma Shlema, and by having that, and we see this idea. Where do we see this idea? That state that when Moshe Rabbeinu went through the Midbar, Ebron Obar Tsecha, Renav Ebisodim Ekerem, we'll pay with geld, says the Torah, because we've got the money. You don't have to worry, we're going to pop into your restaurants and then do a run and not pay. No, we've got the money, we've got what to show for. It answers some of the questions, but it doesn't answer all the questions. But I know time is limited, which means it gives me the exact amount of, I think, about 2 minutes to share with you a slightly different idea. And one which I think encapsulates and answers all the questions, kol echad ve'echad. And very quickly, so hold kop. It says that Yilma Oisit Tzadik. Avraham Avinu said when he fought the four kings against the five kings, he told Melech Sodom when Melech Sodom took the spoils in Michut ve'atzeichnal in Ekaf Mikol Hashaloch ve'leisoymar ani heshart his Avraham. Apella Otzen, they ask, what do you mean? We know that when Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim because of the Rav and the Oretz, and it says, and he went up after the Maisa with his wife, Sarah, they left Mitzrayim with tremendous matonas. They were mamish overwhelmed with gold. But Avraham Avinu seems to have a problem. What's the choice of color or ethnicity? Beautiful Forge State. Avraham Avinu, we know, was very mapped on Gezer. How do we know this? The Persian promised him all the land, and yet he muzzles up the camels that they shouldn't eat from the grass of Eretz Yisrael. He had promised it to them. It's not yet mine. I haven't taken chazak of the land. Gezel goes also. Memelo, when it came to Melech Sodom, where did Melech Sodom get the spoils from? Because Avraham Avinu had managed to wipe out the four kings. Come to Chayes, he says, this was Aveda Sakum. Wasn't it belong to them? Maybe they're dead, but it's Aveda Sakum. So, that therefore means what you can take it. He says, yeah, I am Vahariah. The Gemara says the Urayim, that if a person, the Pasuk says, the Sechicha, to exclude that you don't have to return to Akum, says the Urayim, but that's only referring to the Chi of Ashava, but it still does not refer to the ownership. Therefore, according to Avraham Avinu, Be'etzim, what they were taking was something which didn't belong to them. Therefore, you couldn't take anything from Elastor. Lo Yoima Oisitzak, if Klal Yisrael had gone out of Mitzrayim, and they wanted to take the Kesef was off, and they went to the Pisa Sayam. You're right, there was loads of stuff. But what was it? That's Aveda Sakum. Nishna Dom, Aveda Sakum. Especially the Uyda Aveda Zara, as we learned the Gemara in Aveda Zara. If you're Zeichen it, you can't use it because it's probably a Chavetz of Aveda Zara. The only way you can be used a Chavetz which you bought from a guy is because if you buy it, you know the guy will only sell, you know, the guy knows that you'll only buy it if he was moved back from the Shem Aveda Zara beforehand. Therefore, you can be Zeichen it. Come to Chais. The only way for Klal Yisrael to be Zeicha in their wages or whatever we want to call it was to borrow it. If they borrowed it, it meant the Goyim, the Mitzrayim, were Mavat L'Shem Aveda Zara. If they were Mavat L'Shem Aveda Zara, therefore they could take it out. That's how they got Rechush Gadol. What's the Rechush Gadol? The Rechush Gadol is we know. The Pasuk in Tehillim says, the Klal Yisrael by Yitzim, Bekes of Azov, and Meshwat of Inkoshel. There was no stumbling block. Kapela Adson. What do we know? The Dizov, the Pasuk says, they took out so much gold that it made them serve the Egel. The answer is no. You know the money that they used and the gold they used for the Egel? That was the money they took from the Yam. You know what happens when you take from a guy and you're not entitled to it? It stays on Avodah Zarah. And what does that Avodah Zarah turn to? Vayishchokim et dakli ofo. Hayir l'nachal kidrin. That's what happens. But the money which they took from Mitzrayim, which they borrowed, they were entitled to, it didn't have a shem Avodah Zarah. And if it didn't have a shem Avodah Zarah, that meant they could take it and they could use it to build the Mishkan. And that is the Rechush Golul, the ultimate, that when we say, Vosafta Degorech Vosyoresh Mitzarecho, the Techlis HaMitzvahs is that when we ask for Imbuchukoyset Elechu, and then when Osat Gishmeich Beitom, by having the Gashmitzvahs to enable us to be able to perform the mitzvahs as best as we can. May the Rebbeinu Shem give us all Koyach, Vainz of Rebbeinu Shem, to keep shining and to be able to be devoted to Hashem's Torah. Thank you.
Why did the Sayyam, all the Tzim died, why could they not take it?
Because according to the Gemara that says, Bessel HaGoyz also.
Yeah,
and the Gemara then says,